the shadow of the towering White Mountains, Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, stood as a testament to the indomitable spirit of survival. This once thriving resort town now bore the scars of a world forever changed. The skies, once filled with the laughter of vacationers, now echoed with a haunting silence. At the heart of this transformed landscape was Alex, a beacon of resilience amidst the desolation. With a mop of unruly hair and eyes that held a spark of determination, Alex was a resourceful teenager, wise beyond their years. They navigated the unforgiving terrain with a mix of calculated caution and youthful exuberance. The world around them told a story of both devastation and reclamation. Nature, relentless in its pursuit of balance, had woven its tendrils through the remains of human endeavors. Trees burst through cracked pavements, and wildflowers painted a vibrant tapestry against the backdrop of decay. The rusted skeletons of cars stood as silent witnesses to a time long gone. Communities, once sprawling and vibrant, now huddled together for warmth and protection. These small enclaves of survivors clung to existence with a fragile tenacity. Each day was a battle, a struggle to eke out sustenance from a land that had become both provider and adversary. In this new world, resources were scarce, and trust was a currency more valuable than gold. The old rules had crumbled, replaced by a stark reality where survival was the only measure of success. Yet, amidst the hardship, glimmers of hope flickered like distant stars on a moonless night. In the midst of this, Alex stood as a beacon of hope for their community. They were a constant reminder that in the face of overwhelming odds, humanity could adapt and endure. With each passing day, Alex's legend grew, a whispered promise that even in this post-apocalyptic world, a future was still possible. As the sun dipped below the jagged peaks of the White Mountains, casting long, dark shadows across the land, Alex stood at the precipice of a new day. The challenges ahead were formidable, but the spirit of Bretton Woods, like the mountains themselves, was unyielding. And so, with a determined heart, Alex prepared to face whatever trials awaited, carrying with them the hopes of a community and the echoes of a world forever changed. One crisp morning, as the early light filtered through the dense canopy of trees, Alex ventured into the heart of Bretton Woods in search of supplies. Abandoned cabins, like hollowed relics of a forgotten era, dotted the landscape. It was within one of these decrepit structures that destiny would reveal itself. Pushing open the creaking door, Alex's eyes fell upon a scene frozen in time. Dust motes danced in the sunbeams that pierced through cracks in the weathered wood. The air was thick with the scent of damp wood and must. Among the forgotten remnants of lives once lived, Alex's gaze fixated on an old journal. Its pages yellowed with age and its leather cover worn and weather-beaten. The journal, a treasure in its own right, whispered tales of days gone by. Its fragile pages chronicled the life of a long-forgotten soul who had sought solace in the embrace of these mountains. Among the passages of solitude and longing, a tantalizing secret emerged. Hidden within the White Mountains, it spoke of a treasure, a cache of supplies carefully stowed away for desperate times. For Alex, this revelation was more than just ink on parchment. It was a beacon of hope, a chance to change the trajectory of their community's fate. The treasure, if real, held the promise of sustenance and security, a lifeline to a brighter future. It was a risk, a daring venture into the unknown, but the potential reward outweighed the uncertainty. In the fading light of that fateful day, as the journal's words echoed in their mind, Alex made a solemn vow. They would embark on a quest to uncover this hidden trove, to retrieve the supplies that could mean the difference between mere survival and genuine revival. The weight of responsibility settled firmly on Alex's young shoulders, but they stood resolute, fueled by a determination to bring hope back to their beleaguered community. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows over the desolate landscape, Alex emerged from the cabin, clutching the journal tightly. The decision was made. The die was cast. With every step toward the looming expanse of the White Mountains, they carried with them the dreams of their community, bound within the fragile pages of the old journal. The days that followed were a flurry of activity as Alex set their plan into motion. Gathering supplies and allies became the paramount task. With the old journal as both guide and inspiration, they approached trusted friends, sharing the tantalizing promise of the hidden treasure in the White Mountains. Convincing them was no small feat, for the journey ahead was fraught with uncertainty. Yet, one by one, kindred spirits rallied to the cause. There was Maria, with her sharp wit and uncanny ability to read nature's signs. Then came Jake, sturdy as the mountains themselves, his unwavering loyalty a rock upon which the group could lean. And finally, there was Ella, the quiet observer whose keen eye and quick thinking promised to be invaluable on their quest. Together, they formed a fellowship bound by more than just circumstance. Each brought a unique strength, a piece of the puzzle that would lead them to their goal. With hearts united, they turned their attention to the task of assembling the necessary equipment and maps. Rummaging through forgotten caches and trading posts, they pieced together a makeshift arsenal. Sturdy backpacks, weathered hiking boots, and a patchwork of maps that, when laid side by side, revealed a path to their destination. As their supplies grew, so did their determination. The weight of their decision hung heavy, but there was no turning back. The White Mountains called to them, a beacon of both challenge and promise on the horizon. The journey itself was a testament to the raw beauty and unforgiving nature of the post-apocalyptic world. The path to the Hidden Valley was a treacherous one, with nature itself conspiring to thwart their progress. Rivers swollen with spring runoff forced them to forge new paths, their clothes soaked and spirits tested. Yet they pressed on, fueled by a collective resolve that refused to waver. Along the way, they encountered not only the formidable forces of nature, but also rival scavengers who saw in the White Mountains what they did, a chance at salvation. Tensions flared in the shadowy underbrush as they clashed with these opportunistic foes. It was a dance of survival, a reminder that in this new world, trust was a currency more valuable than any material possession. Through cunning and teamwork, they navigated these encounters, emerging each time with their unity intact. The trials they faced only served to strengthen their bond, forging a camaraderie that ran deeper than blood. In the quiet moments around campfires, stories were shared, laughter echoed through the valleys, and trust grew like the steadfast oaks that framed their journey. As the days turned into weeks, the landscape shifted around them. The White Mountains loomed ever larger, their snow-capped peaks an awe-inspiring testament to the resilience of nature. It was a sight that both humbled and emboldened the group, a reminder that they were but fleeting travelers in a world that would endure long after their footprints had faded. With each step, the weight of their purpose settled deeper within them. The treasure that had once seemed a distant dream now felt palpably close. It was not just a cache of supplies, but a symbol of their collective strength, a testament to what could be achieved when hearts beat as one. As they approached the Hidden Valley, a hushed reverence fell upon the group. The air was charged with anticipation, every footfall echoing like a heartbeat against the rocky terrain. The entrance to the cave, described in the old journal, yawned before them like a portal to another world. With a shared glance, they stepped into the cool darkness, torches casting dancing shadows upon the walls. And there, within the heart of the mountain, they found it, a treasure trove of supplies, carefully preserved through the ages. It was a moment of triumph, a culmination of their journey, and yet it was also a beginning. The real treasure, they realized, was not in the provisions, but in the journey itself and in the bonds that had been forged along the way. The Hidden Valley, nestled deep within the embrace of the White Mountains, unfurled before them like a secret world. Towering cliffs framed the expanse, their jagged peaks crowned with verdant foliage that seemed to defy the harsh reality beyond. This sanctuary, hidden away from the desolation of the outside world, was a testament to the resilience of nature. As they ventured further, the valley unveiled its treasures, each step a testament to the majesty of the untouched wilderness. Streams cascaded down moss-covered rocks, their crystalline waters a stark contrast to the world they had known. Birds flitted between ancient trees, their songs a symphony that echoed through the valley. It was a sight that held them in rapturous awe, a reminder that even in the aftermath of catastrophe, beauty still flourished. And then, as if whispered by the wind itself, they found it, the hidden cave, tucked beneath an overhang, its entrance shrouded by a curtain of ivy. It was a sanctuary within a sanctuary. As they entered, torchlight revealed a treasure trove frozen in time. Stacked high were crates, their contents carefully preserved against the ravages of years. Their hands trembled as they opened the first crate, revealing a bounty of canned goods, medicine, and tools. It was a cache of provisions beyond their wildest dreams, a wealth that promised not just survival, but the opportunity to thrive. Tears glistened in their eyes as they moved from crate to crate, each one a testament to the hope that had carried them through the journey. Yet, amidst the supplies, a smaller package caught their eye. Carefully wrapped in weathered cloth, it cradled something far more precious than any material possession. It was a journal, its pages filled with faded ink, a testament to a survivor who had once sought solace in this very cave. As they read the heartfelt note inscribed within, a swell of emotion washed over them. The survivor's words were a beacon of guidance, a torch passed from one resilient soul to another. It spoke of hope, of the enduring strength of the human spirit, and of the belief that even in the darkest of times, a future could be forged. In that moment, surrounded by the echoes of the past and the promise of the future, they understood the true significance of their journey. It was not just about the supplies, nor the treasure trove hidden within the cave. It was about the resilience of the human spirit, the bonds forged in adversity, and the unbreakable thread of hope that wove through their collective journey. With the heartfelt note cradled in their hands, they emerged from the cave, the weight of responsibility now mingled with a newfound sense of purpose. The valley, with its hidden treasures and untouched beauty, stood as a testament to the enduring power of nature and the human spirit. And as they made their way back to their community, they carried with them not just supplies, but the echoes of a journey that would forever shape their future. The journey back from the hidden valley was a stark contrast to their initial trek. The weight of their newfound provisions slowed their progress, and each step was a testament to the challenges that lay ahead. Rivers swollen from spring thaw forced them to forge treacherous crossings, and fatigue settled deep within their bones. Yet, with every obstacle overcome, they carried with them a sense of purpose that propelled them forward. As they neared their community, a knot of apprehension settled in their stomachs. The passage of time had not been kind, and they were met with signs of a community in crisis. The absence of their group had left a void, one that nature and rival scavengers had been quick to exploit. Homes stood in disrepair, and supplies had dwindled to a dangerous scarcity. Their return was met with a mixture of relief and trepidation. Eyes filled with hope and desperation turned to them, their collective gaze a mirror of the community's precarious state. The weight of responsibility settled firmly upon their shoulders, for they knew that the treasure they carried was more than just provisions. It was a lifeline, a chance at renewal, and a testament to the enduring power of collective resilience. With a sense of urgency, they set to work. The supplies, carefully organized and distributed, were like a balm to their wounded community. Hungry mouths were fed, wounds were tended, and spirits were lifted. The sense of camaraderie that had been forged on their journey now extended to every member of the community, binding them together in their shared struggle for survival. But the treasure was more than just physical provisions. It held within it a wealth of knowledge passed down through generations of survivors. Skills long forgotten were revived, and a sense of purpose infused every action. Gardens were tended, shelters reinforced, and a newfound determination sparked in every set of eyes. As the days turned to weeks, the transformation was palpable. The community, once teetering on the brink of despair, now stood as a testament to the power of collective action. Bonds forged in adversity had become the foundation upon which their future was built. No longer a collection of individuals struggling to survive, they were a unified force, resilient and unyielding in the face of whatever challenges lay ahead. With the treasure distributed and their community on the path to renewal, Alex looked out over the landscape, a sense of quiet pride settling within them. The White Mountains loomed in the distance, their peaks a silent witness to the trials and triumphs of their journey. The echoes of the past had been woven into the fabric of their community, a reminder that even in the face of unimaginable adversity, humanity had the capacity to endure, adapt, and thrive. As the sun set over the transformed landscape, casting long shadows across the now bustling community, Alex knew that their journey was far from over. The White Mountains, with their silent majesty, stood as a reminder that the world was vast and unpredictable. Yet, with their newfound unity and unwavering spirit, they faced the future with a sense of hope and determination that would carry them through whatever trials lay ahead. With the treasure distributed and their community infused with a renewed sense of purpose, a quiet optimism settled over Breton Woods. The added supplies, a bounty from the hidden cave in the White Mountains, were a lifeline to a brighter future. Gardens flourished, and homes were fortified against the elements. No longer were they merely surviving. They were building a foundation for resilience. The once dim flicker of hope now burned brightly in the hearts of the community's members. They gathered around campfires, sharing stories and dreams, their laughter a testament to the strength that came from unity. The children, who had known only a world shaped by adversity, now played with a carefree abandon that spoke of a future unburdened by the trials of the past. As the seasons turned, the transformation was tangible. What had once been a community teetering on the brink of despair had become a thriving enclave, a testament to the power of collective action. The White Mountains, their silent guardians, bore witness to the resilience of humanity and the potential for renewal, even in the face of unimaginable challenges. The lessons learned on their journey became the guiding principles of their new reality. Teamwork, once a concept born of necessity, now formed the bedrock of their existence. Every hand played a crucial role. Every voice was valued, and every heart beat in time with the rhythm of their shared purpose. The importance of knowledge preservation was a beacon that guided their actions. The old journal, with its weathered pages and heartfelt note, became a revered artifact, a reminder of the wisdom of those who had come before. It was a living testament to the enduring strength of the human spirit and the capacity to adapt and endure in the face of adversity. With the passing of time, the echoes of the past merged seamlessly with the rhythms of their new existence. The community of Breton Woods, forged in the crucible of post-apocalyptic trials, stood as a beacon of hope in a world forever changed. They had not just survived, they had thrived. As the sun set over the transformed landscape, casting long shadows across the now bustling community, Alex looked out with a sense of quiet satisfaction. The White Mountains, once a distant challenge, now stood as a reminder of their collective strength. The future was uncertain, but they faced it with a unity and determination that would carry them through whatever trials lay ahead. And as night fell, the stars above Breton Woods shone a little brighter, a testament to the enduring spirit of a community bound by hope, perseverance, and the shared promise of a better tomorrow. As the seasons passed, and the community of Breton Woods flourished, Alex found moments of quiet reflection becoming more frequent. The weight of their journey, once defined by the promise of hidden treasure, had evolved into something far more profound. It was a realization that their quest had been about more than just material wealth. It had been about the resilience of the human spirit, the power of unity, and the capacity to adapt and endure. With this understanding came a newfound sense of purpose and responsibility. Alex, once a resourceful teenager thrust into a world forever changed, now stood as a beacon of hope for their community. The lessons learned on their journey were etched into their very being, a guiding light that illuminated the path forward. Each day brought new challenges, but also new triumphs. The White Mountains, their silent sentinels, stood as a symbol of the resilience that had carried them through their darkest days. They were a reminder that, in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds, humanity had the capacity to not only survive, but to thrive. As Alex looked toward the horizon, a sense of quiet determination settled within them. The future was uncertain, but it was a future forged by their shared experiences. The bonds that had been formed, the knowledge that had been preserved, and the lessons that had been learned would be the foundation upon which their community would build. And so, with each sunrise over Bretton Woods, a new day began. The echoes of the past were woven into the fabric of their existence, a reminder of the strength that came from unity. The White Mountains, their peaks kissed by the morning light, stood as silent witnesses to the enduring spirit of a community bound by hope. As the years passed, the community of Bretton Woods became more than just a collection of survivors. They were a testament to the resilience of the human spirit, a living embodiment of the capacity to adapt and endure. And at the heart of it all was Alex, whose journey had not only transformed them, but had also shaped the destiny of their community. As they looked out over the transformed landscape, a sense of quiet satisfaction settled within them. The White Mountains, once a distant challenge, now stood as a symbol of their collective strength. The future was uncertain, but they faced it with a unity and determination that would carry them through whatever trials lay ahead. And so, the story of Bretton Woods, born from the ashes of a world forever changed, continued to unfold. It was a story of hope, of resilience, and of the enduring power of the human spirit. And in the hearts of its inhabitants, the echoes of their journey would forever resound, a reminder that even in the face of unimaginable adversity, there was a capacity to not only survive, but to thrive.